welcome to episode 18 of Fly Away, a weekly podcast from Outlander Travel about the thing we love most, travel. Each week, we will talk about different adventures and vacation options out there, some local, some more exotic. Join us as we chat about our own travels and those of our clients. Hopefully, our talks will help you dream, plan, and get out there. My name is Elizabeth, and this week I am joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Sandy and Lindsay, our crazy runners. Run Disney races have been surging in popularity. Combine the love of Disney with the fast-growing sport of running, and it's no wonder that these races are selling out almost immediately. The races are themed, and there are special medals for completing different challenges. Also, the official Run Disney trainer is Jeff Galloway, whose Run Walk Run training programs have convinced many people who previously thought they would never run that it is actually possible. Outlander agents Sandy and Lindsay, who are joining me today, recently completed the Wine and Dine Half Marathon, and Lindsay earned her Coast to Coast medal. So we thought it'd be fun to recap the races and learn more about the running opportunities at Disney. So last time, we have already done a podcast episode on this. It was episode 2, and we talked about Run Disney in general. We focused on Marathon Weekend, which is in January. So today, I think we're going to talk about some of the other races, including races that are not at Walt Disney World, but other places, right? So let's first talk about that Coast to Coast thing, Lindsay. What is that? What did you just earn?
It is a Coast to Coast Challenge. It's a special medal, and it's particularly special to my heart because it has it features the partner statue with Walt and Mickey right in the center, and it's a challenge medal you get when you complete a race on both coasts in within the same calendar year. So it has to be within the same calendar year. You do a race both in Walt Disney World and then one in Disneyland. It has to be a half, or you can do a full and a half, but it has to be over a half.
Okay, so at least a half.
At least a half.
Which two did you do?
I did the Dumbo Double Dare in Disneyland, and then which is the 10K and then the half, and then I did Wine and Dine, but then I went back and did Avengers, so I kind of did coast to coast to coast.
This is why I called them our crazy runners. So, Sandy, have you done this yet?
No, this is on my bucket list. I really want to do this. Yeah, I haven't made it out to California yet.
So, you don't have to do it in any order, right? You could do Disneyland and then Disney World, or you could do Disney World and then Disneyland.
Correct. You can do it in any order. Just the important thing is it needs to be in the calendar year. It's kind of tragic when people do a race in the fall and then one in the spring and it doesn't count.
So what are, maybe we should just do a rundown of what are the races? Do we have a master schedule that we can just sort of go through? We know Marathon Weekend is first, right, in January.
Yes. Marathon Weekend, and then following that is, well, this year of Star Wars.
You missed one, Castaway Key.
Oh, the Castaway Key 5K Challenge.
Yeah. So that was, they threw in, if you hopped on a Disney cruise right after Marathon Week, and when you visit their private island and do their 5K and combined it with another race, then you got a special medal for that too.
So we've talked about the Castaway Key 5K before, but this is actually a special Castaway Key 5K. It's
right,
not the normal one.
Normally it's free. This one is not. So yeah, you get a much nicer medal and you don't have to buy the t-shirt on the island. So I know some people who did it, but I haven't talked to them. I did see the medals, but I don't know what all came in their package. Then it was possible to hop off the ship and get on a plane to California, I guess.
So Star Wars is in California?
Star Wars is in California, and that included a 5K, 10K, and there was a half of this weekend, and there was a Rebel Alliance challenge where you did the 10K and the half.
I'm seeing a trend. You basically get two, in many of these races, you'll have an option to do more than one. And when you do that, there's usually some sort of reward for doing that.
Yes, your bonus bling.
Okay.
Yeah, they've really realized that a 10K and a half marathon is kind of a sweet spot, because a half marathon is a good challenge, but I really believe it's doable for most people. And I know people who've done it without training, but they kind of regret it.
That.
Yeah. But it is doable. Like, I think a lot of the population can do a half. And a 10K is a good stepping stone. So I think there's a lot of people that don't want to take on the goofy challenge, which is a half and a full, or the dopey challenge, which adds a 10K and 5K. But they feel like a 10K and a half is doable. And it's a challenge, you know. It's not easy. You have to train for it. Right, Lindsay?
Yeah, it is a challenge. And yeah. My first year, I was trained, but then I hurt myself. It was even more so, but it seems like I've done Dumbo 2 years in a row now, and it was a little bit better this past year, even though I was injured, but it is by no means, is it a just, oh, I'm going to wake up today and walk a 10-day and then do a half marathon tomorrow. It's definitely, it's a commitment.
Yeah, it's a stretch goal. I think it's, that's what I like about it is, you know, you have to commit to it. You have to decide you want to do it. And I think that's what's nice about Disney is they know how to put on these races. They do it well. There's a lot of support. You get good stuff for it. It's a good way. People love Disney anyway, so they want to be there and they want to experience.
And that was the main motivator for me. I've done several other little things outside of Disney. Like I did a 10K this past year outside of Disney, and I was, where's my entertainment? Where's my water and Gatorade? Where's my cheering crowd? Where's the characters?
Where's my Pirates of the Caribbean?
My Jack Sparrow. Yes.
Where's my frozen banana? all the things that, it for me, it's a motivator because I do not like to run. I hate running. I'm not a runner. In fact, this is a big joke for all of my friends who've known me my whole life that I'm doing this, that I've done this many, because I was always the girl who said, I will run if you chase me with a knife. that's my motivation.
And even then, but, not very fast. That's why.
But it's the level of entertainment and the level of support and the level of the training. I mean, you have the Galloway program that Sandy
involved.
Sandy's in love with.
That's not true.
No.
I am like a fangirl though. At every expo, I reintroduce myself. I feel like he really ought to know me by now.
Okay. So after Star Wars, what's next?
After Star Wars, we have the Princess Half Marathon Weekend, which I'm signed up for this year. There's a 5K, 10K, a half, and then there's also a glass slipper challenge medal for that as well if you do the 10K and the half.
And that one's at Walt Disney World, right?
Yes, and this year's medals are kind of special. It's Frozen themed.
Oh.
They're all nice and silver and sparkly, and they have snowflakes all over them, which is kind of a bad omen if you've been following the weather.
Yes, indeed. Okay, and then after that, I know there's another Castaway Key challenge after that, right? After the princess? Am I wrong?
I believe there is.
Okay. There is. Yeah. There's more. And then a Tinkerbell weekend with a Pixie Dust challenge as well.
So is that a half and a full again, or is it a...
It's a half. It's a 10, a 5K, 10K and a half.
Okay.
Yeah, there's only one full. January is
okay.
One full.
And that one's, Tinkerbell is in Disneyland, right?
Yep.
So we're going back and forth. Marathon.
And then we come back for Expedition Everest, which is a 5K, but it's also got the scavenger hunt and the
obstacle course.
Yeah.
But this is the last year for that, right?
That's what they say. You know, there's rumors. We thought that everyone thought that the Star Wars one would be in Florida. You know, we'll see what happens with that. I don't know. Maybe that would be a good time because it happens kind of near the Star Wars weekends. Maybe they'll bring it back.
Okay. And so then after that?
Disneyland.
Disneyland half marathon weekend. And that's also the Dumbo Double Dare weekend.
So basically we skip all the summer, right? Because Everest is at the beginning of the summer. And then Dumbo Double Dare is Labor Day weekend, right?
Yes.
So the hottest months are not...
I mean, you could probably do it in California in the hot months, but they've just announced 2 new races in California, so they need to bring some stuff back to me.
I like it in California.
I bet you do. You don't have to travel that far.
The first year I did Dumbo, the feels like temperature was like 119, so it was like record humidity, so it still does get kind of hot in Labor Day weekend. It can get...
Okay, so then after Dumbo?
Well, I don't know. Lindsay, you have the calendar in front of you. Are they doing the 10-miler?
No, it's done for 2016 construction purposes, I believe. There's no official confirmation that I've seen that it's never coming back, but I think it's just done right now because they're doing so much work on the studios.
Not in 2015.
Right. They're not, yeah. And then, so the one after that would be Wine and Dine, November 6th, 7th. And the bibs actually go on sale March 17th.
That's the one we did together. And it's really fun. It's at night. Keep Epcot open. It's the last weekend of the Food and Wine Festival, so they have a bunch of kiosks available, even though this year it rained and rained and rained and rained. Deluge. And so anyway, I didn't stick around. And you did, though, didn't you, Lindsay? Did you stick around?
I was determined to get a margarita, and then all my hopes and dreams were crushed when I limped into La Cava and it was closed. I should have got a sad picture in front of the gate. it was all closed, so then I went back to my hotel room. But yeah, it was kind of soggy, and I really give credit to all the family and friends that were out there waiting for their loved ones and who kind of stuck it out through all that weather to meet them up for the after party.
Because it doesn't start till the race starts at 10, and then they have the wave start. I think I finished that race after 1. Definitely after 1, because my time was like a little bit over 3 hours. You know, it was probably like 1:30 when I finished.
So what is the advantage to running at night like that?
Well, I think that I suppose the reason they do it is because of the Food and Wine Festival, and they want to do the after-hours party at Epcot. But the people I've talked to who really like it because normally at a Run Disney race, you're getting up at 2 or 3 a.m., to get to the start so early because they try to get it all done before the park's open, or, you know, at least early enough in the day. And you don't have to worry about that. If you don't have kids, I think it might be easier to do that night owl thing.
Definitely my favorite start time because I am a night owl. Yeah. I'm not a morning person, but I struggled with what to eat that day. You kind of, in the morning, you know what you're eating.
Yeah.
And then all day. It's, have to go all day.
And it is hard to replicate that in training. I don't know when you train, but I train early in the morning. That is hard for me to kind of adjust my... But we didn't... My friends and I that ran that together, we really took it easy and just kind of had fun with it. And kind of we really did run at our training pace. So it wasn't like we were really challenging ourselves and trying to run fast. I know people do. I think Disney's hard to run fast because it's so crowded. Mm-hmm. So I just like going and having fun, relaxing. And another good thing about Disney, and I think this is why they attract so many newbies, is because they are really generous with their times. You know, I think it's a 16-minute mile you have to maintain. That is pretty doable with an interval, and you can do it with like 20-second intervals if you want. They're pretty good with that.
So then after Wine and Dine?
The Avengers Superheroes Half Marathon Weekend, which this past year was just a 5K and a half. And the half marathon, my husband and I did that. And then next year, they're adding an extra day. So the assumption is that there is going to be a 10K.
And that's at Disneyland, right?
Yes, in Disneyland.
So you just did that, right? How was that?
It was kind of funny doing it right after Wine and Dine, because Wine and Dine was the splash and dash, and then we had 80 mile an hour Santa Ana winds for the Avengers, and all my 80 mile markers, by the time I got some, they were all busted and broken. I was going like, this is the longest mile ever from mile 3 on, and someone told me, oh, that's because mile 4, the sign was down. I think by mile 11, it was just a cast member saying, this is mile 11, and pointing, all the banners were down, the porta potties got knocked over, it was very interesting.
That is like a nightmare to me. Oh my.
Well, I had sunglasses, so I fared a little bit better than a couple of my fellow runners. Didn't fare so well with the dust storms in your eyes. And there were actual tumbleweeds. I've never seen tumbleweeds before. Yeah, so there were giant tumbleweeds blowing across and trash storms. So it was very adventurous, I guess. Very appropriate for a superhero themed race. All the people with their capes just flying.
Yeah, I was going to say, it would look like you were flying. It wouldn't feel like you were flying, but it was.
I was going to ask you about that, Lindsay, because I know that people are really good about costumes in Run Disney races. So were there princesses, or were they all like superheroes?
No, there were so many superheroes. Of all my little collection of Disney races I've done, it was the most people running that I've seen in costumes. It was incredible. And there were some very highly detailed costumes. Now, having seen all of my friends at Star Wars weekend, I think that had to have been, without being there, I'm going to go ahead and guess that that one was even better. Wow. Because the costumes that you see, there are people who spend a whole year, they sign up and they spend every single day between that and race day working on their costume. You're just blown away. They look like they've walked right off of a set. And I heard that there was someone that was in a full Chewbacca costume for Star Wars this past weekend.
God bless them. Well, I hope it was cold.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, you know, I will say that I do know, I don't know much about running, but I do know a lot about nerds, and they do cosplay really, really well. Both Star Wars and Avengers would attract, I mean, not that Disney doesn't, because I've spectated many a marathon weekend and seen a wide range. Yeah, it would be totally fun. And so they had the Marvel characters for you to meet, and just like they do at other races, and the Star Wars characters for Star Wars weekend.
Yeah, they had the Marvel characters, but then what was amazing for Avengers, they also had the cosplayers out, local cosplayers. Clubs were dressed up, and they were just even in that wind, and long after their break tent had blown away, and they were still out there. It was kind of incredible. It was, as far as the local community coming out and supporting the race was pretty neat to see.
That's like their halfway point to Comic-Con. So.
They're testing out their costumes.
Yeah, it helps them get through to the next one. So what are the new ones? Are there any new ones for this year that we didn't talk about? Or did we talk about everything?
They haven't announced anything new. The last new one was Star Wars, right? Because they talked about Castaway Key. And then they announced Star Wars like right after Castaway Key sign up happened. People were kind of committed because they had to book the cruise. And then you're committed.
It's just killing me. I want to go on the cruise and do the Castaway Challenge after the princess. So bad. It's only 5K.
Yeah.
Well, I know a good travel agent.
Yeah, Lindsay, what's stopping you?
It is a bit of an investment. So you were talking about how they sell out so fast, and we talked about that a little bit. Why do they sell out so fast? What is the draw?
You know, that's funny because the first one I did was in 2013, and I remember having a chance to talk to my friends about the marathon for a long time. Well, it seemed like a long time, but, you know, I talked them into it and kept watching. Oh, it's 60% full. Oh, it's 70%, you know, and it didn't fill up that fast. And I don't really know. What do you think flipped the switch, Lindsay? I don't know. I mean, all of a sudden, they just started selling out, like, immediately. And
I think if you look at, well, this is going to sound really bad, but I think it's the medals and the challenges. And for me, I know I would have never, ever even signed up for one. Dumbo was my very first anything. And I am in love with Dumbo. And I as soon as I found out it was going to be Dumbo, I had to do it. It didn't matter if I was going to kill myself to do it. I was going to do it because I wanted that medal. So there are a lot of people like me who are just Disney lovers. And like with the challenge, every year they change the 10K that weekend for Disneyland for the half. So every year it's going to be a different theme. Last year was Lilo and Stitch. The year before was Alice in Wonderland. So it kind of makes you keep wanting to do it. And then plus running itself has grown as a sport to more than just runners. Cause I'm a walker. I'm not a runner. Yeah. And there are a lot more walkers.
That's true. You know what? Now that you say that, I do remember that first Dumbo selling out in like an hour.
It was 45 minutes.
And I got to tell you too, I mean, I signed up for Dopey right after that and I was not considering, like I had said, maybe I would try Goofy, blah, blah, blah. But as soon as Dopey came out and, you know, my friends started talking about Dopey. And this past year, even Goofy didn't really sell out, even though it was the 10-year anniversary. But people want that Dopey medal. So yeah, I think you're right. I think they really hit on something, and that's why you're seeing more of the 10K half combinations. And you see it in other races too, like local races. You know, there's like a Shamrock Challenge in Virginia Beach, and there's other places that are catching on.
I do think the collector's item thing is a big piece. I mean, again, not being a runner, but I see. You know, I've done some shows, you know, to advertise our business. And we'll take the medals with us because, you know, we'd like to book you on those trips to, you know, where you're going to stay. And people really love the medals and they want to touch them and they're like, this is the medal I want. They don't talk about this is the race I want or even, I mean, now something like, you know, yes, I want to run in London or I want to run in Alaska or whatever. Those are destination kind of places. But for the most part, it's all about the medal that you get at the end and they choose which races they're going to run based on that reward at the end.
That's true. So, yeah. And if you do, like Princess and Tinkerbell, you get a special pink Coast to Coast medal.
So how do they track? That sort of tracks into another question I had about how do you register? How do they know? Like, do they really just know who you are or do you have to tell them? I mean, what's the process?
If you're doing Coast to Coast, there's a box to check and you say, I don't think you have to check it for your first one. Lindsay, you know.
They ask you, is this race going to qualify you for Coast to Coast? And then you check yes. And I do know somebody who didn't tick the box, but then was able to contact Run Disney afterwards and get before the race and get it added. But yeah, they do look up your records and see that you've done.
So do they put that on your bib, Lindsay? And then when you cross the finish line, they hand you the medal or what?
bracelet. Okay. In the past, last year, I got a bracelet, but I don't know how that's changed for this year, because I think they didn't do the bracelets for Dopey.
Yeah, this year, Dopey challengers had to get their picture taken, I think.
So I think it might be different. And they were just starting the picture thing at Dumbo when I was there. It was a volunteer thing, whether you wanted to do or not. And everybody still got bracelets. The thick plastic kind. And they're really not as annoying as you think that they are.
Well, I mean, anything would annoy me when I'm running. So I don't know about that. But I'd be annoyed that I was running. So. It just seems like a lot of paperwork and, you know, like a really easy way to, you know, to cheat. But they do keep up with that then.
And they do. Well, yeah. If you think about it, all of your times are chip timed. And so they have a record of everybody and who finished. I mean, you can look it up. You know, you can go on their website and look up their results and see anybody, really. It doesn't even have to be you. So they know.
So to register, you go to Run Disney. Is that right?
Yeah, if you... No, it's kind of like Ticketmaster when that concert is like you have to perch in front of your computer and be, you know, ready to go. If you have a annual pass, you can register early, and that is a very good link.
About a week before, although someone's saying about 2 weeks, there's some ruckus about when the pre-registrations open up for Disneyland pass this year. I've heard two different dates now, so I'm going to go with the 27th of January, hopefully. It's on sale to the general public on February 10th.
Lindsay, I know you have an annual pass. Does your husband, but your husband doesn't? Or
my husband does not have an annual pass. And here are the annual pass rules. Because there's a lot of questions about this online. A lot of arguments started over this. If you live in a house with someone, say your spouse, and you have an annual pass and they do not, you can register for you and anyone in your immediate family in your immediate household.
Okay.
So I was able to pre-register for Avengers for both myself and him. And it was not a problem.
So you couldn't, like, sign me up?
Couldn't sign up.
Not unless you become roomies really quick.
Bad, you know? Okay. So, they're matching the addresses. They do check that. So
there is some stress involved. You know, you have to be ready to go. And their websites crash. And it's
definitely. You have to make sure, you know, make sure your credit card's laid out. You know it's going to work. You got to make sure your computer, reboot your computer. And we had, you know, for Dumbo, the second time I registered for Dumbo, my husband was on the iPad and I was on the computer. And whichever one of us got through first was getting registered. So it's kind of one of those
things.
Kids and you want to put them to use and you're trying to register everybody in your family to do like the family 5K. I know for the princess this year that it went so fast since they announced it was going to be Frozen themed. Sometimes you have to prioritize. If you're doing the challenge is going to normally go before the 5K. So do the challenge and then go back and get the 5K, which is what I did for princess.
And then after you register, you call your travel agent and book your space. Yeah. Okay, well, that is our show for the week. On behalf of Sandy, Lindsay, and myself, Elizabeth, thank you for joining us here at Outlander Travel, and we will see you next week. Normally we say gotta fly, but maybe I should say gotta run.
Gotta run.
Gotta run.